So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wealthy Wednesday. My name is Maura Lustig, and I'm your Wednesday trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call. And we are all, every one of us, a member of the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, regardless of whether we're financially linked or not, whether you're in Team Success through Susan Sly or not. This is one team, one dream, one vision together. And today is Wednesday, February the 8th. And I'm calling in as usual from a sunny, today it is sunny finally again, and wintry cold Peterborough, Ontario. And this week we are in the third week of the 90-day action plan, and there is lots of action going on. I'll take a couple of shares before we get into the training, but I'll tell you right now, I have loved the calls this week with Carolyn and then Lori with her scratchy voice still delivering incredible value yesterday. Just so good about connecting with people. So, who has some shares and gratitudes before we get the training started?
Barbie Lee.
Hi, Barbie Lee.
Good morning. I'm grateful for free stuff. Let's just be honest. So I was grocery shopping yesterday at my regular home-based grocery store, and we have a points program, and I got free groceries, and it was really exciting. And I was like on Facebook, and I had like, if you look at my wall, like, because I made a contest, hey, you know, how much should I pay on my groceries? And I put all my groceries on the table. I took a pay. Anyways, I have 15 people that from that, like, that don't normally comment on my Facebook stuff. I didn't even know, like, they watched me or whatever. And I was like, I made 15 new connections yesterday because I got free groceries from a local store. So guess where I'm going with that one?
I love it. I can see you posting and everything else about that because there's absolutely a segue over into our incredible grocery store too. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Who else? Who else has a little share or a victory? Something you're excited about today?
Gino does.
Hey, Gino, go ahead.
Well, it's referring to yesterday's call at Lori as well. I know Lori is talking about curiosity, creating a curiosity. Well, there are times when I work out the gym, I kind of want to be, the outgoing, funny, whatever, you know. But I've been wearing this this shirt that I made up years ago. It's a yellow, neon yellow. And on the front of it, it says, "We make naked bodies look good." So after, you know, well, during my workouts and stuff, I do get people coming up to me, and they go, "How does that work?" I says, "Well, I'll tell you what. With your permission, give me your name, your phone number, and your email, and we'll take it from there, and I'll follow up because I see you in here most of the time when I'm working out, Matt. The reason why I ask for the phone number because sometimes the email goes into spam, so that's why I do that. So, but it's been fun. I did get a few contacts the last several weeks, you know, following up with them, you know, and taking it from there. So, yeah. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I love it, Gino. I mean, it's all about keeping it light, keeping it fun, being a little bit outrageous and daring, and creating the opportunity for curiosity in a conversation, and then just following up very systematically using email or texting, whatever way you can, to be able to, you know, take the conversation further. Lovely.
Sure.
Well, with that, is anyone else burning to get on here, or I'm going to get right into training? Give you 2 seconds to decide. Nope. All right. Good enough. Because today's call, as we enter, we're halfway through the third week of the 90-day action plan. The topic this week really is about following up, continuing with your list, connecting with more people on it that you haven't touched base with yet, but also about following up with people. So that you know, connect, and then what happens after you connect. And there's a number of pieces that tie in with that. But what I want to do is I'm going to talk about three things today that all have to do with taking responsibility. So first of all, Carolyn touched on something on Monday, and I want to kind of go over it a little bit more too. I want to talk about, there's a lot of other companies out there, right? A lot of competition out there, and network marketing is becoming recognized more and more now as a wonderful business model. And people are, you know, trying to figure out where their home should be and what the right answer for them is. And what I want to emphasize is people, when they're trying to decide where home should be for them, people don't leave companies to go to another company. People leave people. Carolyn talked about this a little bit as well, is that if you think about this, both personally and people you know, okay? Because first of all, let's look at, well, what is a good company? Forget about the personal side of this. Just talk about, like, if I were looking for a good business to join, what would I be looking for? I'd want something with strong management, with consumable products that people are going to use every month, where there's a strong customer base. I'd want a company with great leadership and a great compensation plan. I'd want to be with a company that's on a mission, not just to be the best company out there, but actually to have an impact on every level in people's lives. Like a company where I feel that when I walk in the room, I'm surrounded by friends, that I found my tribe. And a company that is timed perfectly for what is needed in the marketplace today. Combination of things like online, combination of health benefits, whether it's healthy aging or, you know, anything to do with the health challenges today. People that want to be fit and active, all of that, as well as people who want to create breathing room in their lives financially. And a company with strong track record, with the science to prove what it's doing, if it's a product that's about health and wellness, as well as a track record of having results of people that have transformed physically as well as financially. And so just know that that foundation that we have here, as you all know, being on this call with me, you already know that's true here. So why would someone leave a company with everything in place? Because they don't feel heard or seen. If they're not feeling recognized, if they're not feeling appreciated, no matter how wealthy they already are, because it's not just about not making money. This is key for you to see and look inside yourself. First of all, who can you think of that maybe they're feeling left out? Maybe they're in your business and you haven't touched base with them in a while. Maybe you see someone else who's not financially linked to you at all and you know they're feeling down about themselves or about their business. That, more than ever, is the time to reach out and connect, because it's all about how people feel within a tribe. It's that sense of belonging, the sense that others care about you and that what you care about matters to them as well. And when you have that, you will go through heaven and earth to support others and to achieve your own dreams. We are in the right place at the right time, and the more we get clear on that, the more we are able to help others see that too. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people do not have strong leadership immediately above them, or they're not connected fully to their own Isagenics community or neighborhood. That's where I say take responsibility. Eric Worre really talks about this so beautifully. He talks about the importance of, you know, maybe fire your upline if that's what it takes. Because it's not always a perfect relationship, right? It can be, but it not always is. And that's up to you to take responsibility. That's why you get on these calls, even if we haven't sponsored you. That's why you show up at events. That's why you look for a mentor, whether they're your next in line above you or not. This is your business, your life, your heart. And just know that there are many, many people, whether they're immediately connected to you or not, that are here to help you. And your job is to pay that forward and look for the person that isn't completely happy and find out what the cry for help is that's really going on there. If I see someone leave our beautiful company, I know it's because something like that has occurred. It's because they didn't believe enough in themselves, or they didn't have enough connection at the heart level to feel that anyone cared. That's something we can all do something about. Can I get a hear, hear on that?
Hear, hear.
Amen.
All right. Lovely. So one example I did this week was I send out a newsletter on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Monday morning, I usually try to get into connecting right after I've sent out my news. I try to, you know, approach new people and set up my calls for the day. And instead, what I did was I went in and I examined who had read my newsletter first. Son of a gun. It was people I never talked to. They were the first ones that read it. that was their way of keeping, you know, in touch with what's going on, even though they're not engaged fully. And I decided I would drop everything and I would phone those people, people that are product users or even maybe don't use the products for the moment. They've maybe kind of drifted away, but they're still reading my newsletter. I reached out and I had the most wonderful heart-to-heart conversations with no agenda, but just to touch base and see what was doing in their lives and catch up. And every one of them was grateful for the call. So I just wanted to share that with you. So the next thing I want to talk about today is about being resourceful and determined and using multiple approaches to building your business. And again, this ties in with taking responsibility for your results, taking responsibility for how many people you're finding to speak to. If someone says to me or to you, I don't have anyone to talk to, shake them, because that's their job is to find people to speak to. So how do we do that, right? It's never going to be handed to you on a silver platter. This is network marketing, not net wish marketing. And some days will be easier than others. But if one thing you've been doing all along isn't yielding the same results that you want it to or feel you need it to, then what else could you, should you be doing? If getting to the mall looking for people to engage and chat and chat with and, you know, see is one way, great, keep doing it. But don't stop there. For instance, I live in an area with bad weather. 2 months in a row, our opportunity meeting here in Peterborough has had to be shelved because of the ice storms that blew through. Last night was no exception. But you know what we've been doing here? This is about being resourceful. This is about switching it up, not saying, oh, well, too bad. It's like, what else can I do? What else can I do? And what we did was we switched to Zoom meetings, even on short notice. The day of, you know, with an ice storm coming in, it was like, oh my goodness, we're going to have to switch this. But we're not canceling the meeting. We're moving it online. And wow, you know, that's really drawn on our abilities as trainers. That's made us step up to the plate. That's made us realize and reevaluate our level of commitment and say, whoa, that was easier than I thought it would be. Woohoo, we did a fabulous job of that. And it's exciting when you know, you see a great big boulder in front of you on the road. Does it stop you in your tracks, or do you find a way to go around it, under it, over it, and even sometimes just get out the dynamite stick and blast through? So, for example, I mentioned, you know, if you can't do an opportunity meeting, what can you do? You figure out how to do Zoom or to get other people onto the Zoom meetings. Instead of just going to the mall or picking up the phone and calling the phone book or whatever it is you're doing, what if you actually made an effort to get out to a lot more networking events? An example for me is last night, you know, in spite of the ice storm and the meeting being canceled, Jeff and I had booked booths, tables, at a Peterborough Chamber of Commerce event. And we went no matter what. We weren't going to say we're not going because probably nobody will be there. And we showed up. We showed up in style. We had everything organized. Our booths were so professional looking. And that event was hosted by the Peterborough Peets, which is our hockey team in Peterborough. It was one of the best events I have ever attended. And I was actually grateful that it wasn't overly full of people showing up because I had such amazing conversations with people. You know the expression? You show up fully. You never know who's going to be there, but it will always be the right person that you need to speak to. And as a result, that happened last night. I ended up with one enrollment right on the spot, and he's the marketing manager for all the events for the Peets. I had a great conversation with the general manager. I connected with a kinesiologist, a personal trainer, and a nutritionist who all had tables at the event. And because it was quiet, they were able to come, and we really engaged in conversations. I'm on fire this morning following up with people and this new cleanser now to support and knowing that there's a ton of opportunity here for me that wouldn't have happened if I had let the ice storm stop me and dead in my tracks. So I want to bring it around to now the last piece of taking responsibility, and that's going to be around learning how to handle objections. First of all, it's your posture, it's your belief. I mean, there's a reason why that young man said yes to me on the spot last night. I don't want you to think that I'm fantastic. I want you to know what the circumstances were that allowed that to happen right then and there. Social proofing, credibility, my posture, my knowing what I know, my belief in what I have, everything. I came in and I was professional. And on top of that, As he's standing at my table looking at the lookbook and watching the video on my computer screen and picking up the brochure and all that stuff and talking to me, and I'm standing there in my ISIC gear, and a friend comes over to him, a friend of his, and says, "Oh, so you're going to," he kind of teased him about, "Oh, so you're going to do these shakes things, are you?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, you should. My sister's been doing it for years, and I love them." Just like that. So I already had someone social proofing it for me. And around him, I said, "So you've heard about this before from lots of people, right?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "So why aren't you doing it yet?" And just my posture is so solid. And one thing led to another. I worked with him on what program would be right for him, and he started with a premium pack, which he can't wait to do. So it's my posture. It's my belief. Ask yourself, like, what if you get the same objections from people over and over? Just know that you have created that. You have attracted that because in some level your belief is not rock solid. And when people give you an objection, you don't make them be wrong for it. I love that training around feel, felt, and found. What are the typical objections? Who wants to throw out just a labeling? What are the things that people often have challenges around initially that they say, "Oh, I can't do it because blah, blah, blah." What are some objections?
Money.
Yep, that's one. What else?
Time.
Yes, what else?
Not real food.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, not real food. All right. Good. What else?
I'm not good at sales.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Okay, what else?
Pyramid scheme.
Yeah, you bet. Okay.
Yeah.
So just know that your attitude is contagious. Would you want someone else to catch it? So if you think at some level that any of this has a solid foundation, any of these objections, then you need to look at that very hard in yourself and build your belief around this. So first of all, let's talk about money. You know, when you work with people, when you take the money objection away by preempting any of these objections, just know right now, if you can preempt them, if you're in your chat with people, when you're asking questions and finding more about them, you discuss this in a way that already gently kind of introduces the concept of some of these objections. And you'll find that it diffuses the bomb. It really does. People start seeing it through a different eyes. Like the money objection, you know, you just say, "Well, I understand fully. I used to think the same way. I mean, but what I found was I actually saved money in the first month even. I was shocked, and I wasn't sharing it with anyone else yet either. I was just doing this for me because I was able to just transfer over the dollars, a portion of the dollars I was spending on food and my health already, and just switch it over here." And next question to them should be, "So if you were going to replace two meals per day, would it be breakfast and lunch or breakfast and dinner? What would you trade up to better value, to better nutrition? And what do you have for breakfast now?" And get them thinking about what it is they consume and how much they spend on it. As soon as they answer you, you're already moving forward because now they have volunteered information. They are thinking about them, their lives, their situation. They're not focusing on the big sticker price for something. Now they're getting into why they would do this and how it would fit into their lives. And there's no wrong answer here, because as you can now come back to them with is, "Well, because what's important to me is, because when you do this, I know you're going to fall in love with this, and I want to find something that matches your goals and your budget. We have several programs to choose from. I want to make sure it's the right one for you, so that you can not only get the results, but you can maintain them for life. So is it okay with you if I give you some choices and go over a couple of options with you to set you up for success?" People love that you care, that you're not selling them anything. You're paying attention to what their goals are because you ask them, like, you know, "Tell me about your energy level. Tell me about, like, how do you have breakfast? What do you spend? Where do you go for it instead? Are you rushing through the drive-through?" And, often you'll hear people say they skip breakfast, but they know they shouldn't do that because they're so rushed, they just don't bother. People are so desperate for this. They just need to be able to trust you enough to look at it. People that say they don't have time, well, first of all, the time equation sometimes comes up around the nutritional program itself because they just don't know how simple and easy this is. And once you explain to them, you know, it takes, you know, 1 minute to mix up a shake. And you'll love the way you can even put it in the bullet and take it with you out the door. they go, oh, well, I could do that. And when you see these rip-open vitamin packs, doesn't that just take all the guesswork out of it? You just rip and swallow. And they go, man, yeah, I could do that. So, like, you know, in terms of timing, but where they often have the timing objection is around possibly sharing this with others. And that's where it comes back to, well, how did you help them get started? How did they learn about Isagenix from you? What is their experience of going through their first month? Because if you are doing all the heavy lifting and all the coaching, everything all by yourself, and if they've never seen a tool, if you haven't used isaproduct.com and shown them the videos where they can just watch how to do a shake day, and if they haven't, you know, seen their own back office so that they can be in control of this, if you've spent too much time, and I don't mean you leave them alone either, but it can be a quick text back and forth. Don't make this be a great big overblown thing. Keep it simple. Keep it duplicatable. Plug people into the systems and tools. Use them right from the get-go. Use ISIS tools to go. Send out a little text message, a video, a link to an article. Use it and you will love it. So people that say, I don't like to sell, that I actually love that the most is because, you know, I don't sell Isagenix. Not that selling is a dirty word, even though it's a four-letter word. It's not necessarily a dirty one. It's just that in my world, I prefer a five-letter word, share, because I'm not into convincing. I'm only looking for the people who want me to. They're suffering, and they're looking for an answer. It's my job to build rapport, my job to develop that know, like, and trust. And I'm going to do that to the best of my ability because I care. And I'm finding out about them. I'm looking for what's going on in their lives. I'm painting pictures for them of what this is doing for myself and for others. And I'm listening to their fears and finding out, you know, how this could work into their lives. And when I do that, and then when I support like crazy the way I always do, I know that I'm not a salesperson. I am someone who is an educator, and I am a consultant, and I am someone who's going to build relationships for life if the other person will allow me to do that. And I will be connecting them with a community of support and a tribe that is like-minded, people that want what they want. I mean, when I think about how, for me, this in terms of the financial opportunity, of what the gift is for others, about helping people create breathing room. I mean, just that whole word, breathing room, financially in their lives, and bringing tired parents home from jobs that don't serve them. I wish someone had done this for me 40 years ago. I really do. So, like, I know that I'm not selling anything. And if someone feels like they're selling, then you need to help them understand what that is like compared to, you know, just the experience of, well, hey, you know, have you read any good books lately? Have you seen a good movie? Would you recommend it to me? You know, if you go to Starbucks, what drink do you get? Would you suggest that I try it sometime? Does that mean you're selling me Starbucks? Well, the difference here is Starbucks charges a fortune for that drink, whereas ours is reasonable, and we actually thank you for sharing it. That's the difference. We are the Whole Foods Online. We are so much more. And speaking of so much more, what I emphasize to people, because I'm not a shake, pill, and powder person, I'm emphasizing that this is the foundations for wellness. This is a comprehensive system that brings the body into balance like nothing else out there, even though there are so many health and wellness companies on the market. Isagenix is truly unique because it combines intermittent fasting with meal replacement and supplementation to restore the alkaline balance in the body, to reduce cortisol, to raise human growth hormone, to build new tissue at the cellular level, eliminating toxins and impurities at the same time. I know what this will do for them if they will take the time to just allow me to share. And so you can see my posture around this, right? And that is very, like, I have credibility if someone will listen. And then I use all the tools as well. So with that, I'm going to stop training, and I'm going to open up the call for questions or feedback or shares.
Barbie Lee.
Hi, Barbie Lee.
Hi, good morning. Thanks, Maura. I love, you know, when we keep it simple. And you reminded me, one of the things that I say to my team, and just did a training on it last night, is Isagenix sells shakes. I just refer you to them. I that's all I do. I don't take any money from you. I don't run, you know, online shipping. I don't drive a UPS truck. I refer you to open an account because Isagenix sells shapes, so I'm not sure how you think I'd be selling you something.
That's very nice. I like that. Yeah, and then you explain, too. I mean, Isagenix is an incredible nutrition company that doesn't pay for advertising. They pay for word-of-mouth referrals, and I'm so grateful that they do because I would use the products anyways, and I'm happy to refer people to them, just like that. Lovely. Thanks, Barbie Lee. Who else has a share or comment? My goodness, you have a quiet bunch today. All right then.
So this is Bonnie.
Okay,
I went by to see an old friend of mine and yesterday, and I gave her one of the Isolene bars and. I talked a little bit about it while we caught up on each other's lives. And I was listening a lot to what she was saying about her life and her family. And one of the things she told me was that she likes to drink alcohol. And anyway, I thought about it after I left in particular, and I thought, you know what, her family's very a different kind of eating than I would ever do, but she's really not ready for something like this, and plus her family wouldn't be able to support her at all. So I'm going to just not bring it up too often, but maybe every blue moon ask how she is, but stay in touch because it's somebody I really care about.
Lovely. I like that, Bonnie. And you also brought a really good point up, if it's okay, because Ken actually mentioned that at the beginning about not real food. And that I can segue with that around the whole alcohol issue at the same time. One of the things I hear people say is, oh, you know, I've heard about Isagenix. You know, I don't want to have to stop eating real food. I don't want to have to give up all the fun things I do, right? And when you can handle that objection, that's huge. Because people don't want to really change their lives. They just want to change their results. Isn't that the truth, right? They don't want to have to do a lot of work for this. They just want to look and feel the way you do or the way they see other people feeling. They want that. And what I've been, over the years, I mean, I started out being very much a purist. And I've developed what I call the 80-20 rule. And I explain to people, I know exactly how you feel. And I just want you to know that this is never either or. It's always yes and. Isagenix is part of a healthy lifestyle. And what I do is I weave bits and pieces in where it suits me. And 80% of the time, I'm doing what my body needs. And 20% of the time, I'm looking the other way and doing whatever I want. And what I have found that to have a system that actually lets me get back on track. It's like an elastic band. And on the weekends, I stretch it. And on the Mondays, I snap it back into place because I cleanse every Monday. And I work out on a regular basis. And I fuel my body. And I hydrate. And I have fiber. And the products make it so easy to do that so that I can go ahead and have that glass of wine when I feel like it and enjoy dinners and go to Winterlude and all that stuff and come back and be right back on track again. And in the past, I used to struggle with, you know, if I got off track, it would be so hard to steer the ship back on course. Thankfully, those days are over, and for the last 9 years, I have maintained my weight effortlessly and with ease and taken my health to levels I never dreamed of, because I have a comprehensive system that I can choose whether I want to do full out or just a little bit. I'm always in control, and my results are my choice.
Maura, Terry here.
Terry, go ahead.
You know, regarding Bonnie's comment about the person who commented about liking alcohol, I have a young fellow, he's in his 20s, who essentially said the same thing. I said, okay. How about if you just have I asked him about, you know, what he eats every day and so on. So it sounds like you miss breakfast a lot. He said, oh, yeah. So how about just a shake a day? Well, start off with a shake a day and see how that works for you. And then I asked him about his goal, and, you know, he wants to release some weight and so on. And I've been working with him now for probably a year, and he's just been taking shakes and falling, and you know, not being able to release weight because, you know, he's been continuing with the food and so on that he's been doing and going out to and so on. But now, after this year of shakes and the odd bars and so on here and there, he's ready now to start the Isobody Challenge. And I said, you know what, you've been working on this for a long time. Let's get a, you know, down to do the picture, the get a picture of what he wants to look like and so on. How about commit just for, you know, for 120 days and see what happens? So he's ready to go for that. And I said, you know, I'm going away in the spring. He says, well, we'll build a couple of treat days in there for yourself if you want to do that. Anyway, so he's ready to go for this. But it took a year to move his mindset to that. The other thing is when I give someone a bar or anything, I say to them, if I give you a call in a day or so, because I want to know how you felt about that bar, what you liked about it. So sometimes we give samples. Someone goes away and you wonder, oh, I wonder how that works now. But always follow up with, how did you like the bar? How did you like the chocolate? How did you like whatever? That way it continues the conversation. My apologies for the ramble there, but that's...
Oh, no, Terry, I've just been making notes while you're talking because you've made three good points in particular, and I love what you did. First of all, you've met this young man where he's at. And Bonnie, really, that's the key here is meet people where they're at and start there. Because for some people, they've got such a big gradient to climb that it really would be impossible for them to wrap their heads around a wholesale shift that would transform their bodies very quickly, but they're just not able to comprehend how they can do that. So if you meet them where they're at and offer a starting point, like Terry did, and as Terry did said also post the follow-up, is that Terry for the last year has nurtured the relationship. So he didn't sort of say to himself, oh, well, you know, all they did was buy shakes. Oh, well, I'm glad to get that and move on. No, Terry used that as a foot in the door. He met them where met the guy where he was at. He nurtured the relationship consistently throughout the year, affirming the young man for the decision he was making to at least improve his breakfast. And then, because Terry's always casting the vision for what's possible, Terry follows up with him again and offers further, affirmation for what he's doing, a compliment, as well as the next step. You have done such a great job. Here's something, I want to tweak this with you a little bit. Well, I've got a trip coming up. That's okay. We'll build in some cheat days for that. I want you to know what's possible here so you can get $200 worth of free product and, you know, improve your results a little bit more. You're going to love this. And so that's where Terry has been a leader, following up, nurturing the relationship, and offering what's possible for the next little step along the journey. Love that, Terry. Thank you for jumping out and sharing. Well, with
Thank
that,
you.
Everyone, I'm noticing the time, absolutely, and it is it's time to end this call. So tomorrow is Thursday, and Steve is our trainer on the second Thursdays of the month, Steve Bentley, so I'm looking forward to hearing his call tomorrow. That will be a blast, and he always comes on with so much stuff to deliver. And I'm just trying to get my screen opened up here because I want to be able to end the call properly. My screen is closed up. There we go. I'm going to take us out of record mode. And thank you all for being here with me today. Okay? Have a great day. I love you.